It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Well, see it go down? See it come up? Down once more, okay? Down it goes. And up to here. Oh, I've thought about you this weekend. Wait a minute till I get my shoes changed. And I have something that we're going to do in the kitchen. An experiment. Mm-hmm. Experiment. Do you know any people who do experiments? Did you ever hear that word before? Experiment. That means to try things out. You try things out, don't you? You experiment with things. Even when you try tying your shoes. At first, that's experimenting with it. Let's take all these things to the kitchen. I'll show you what they're for. Can experiment with letters too. H-I. That spells hi. Sure. Oh, picture has something very nice there. That's a Monet impression. Mm-hmm. Claude Monet painted that picture. That was his impression of the early morning. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Thanks, picture. Fish, I guess you'd like some food, wouldn't you? They were hungry. Time to eat, friends. Yeah, just a little more. There. All right. Time for our experiment. This is a holder for test tubes. And this is a thin test tube. And this is a fat one. Now I need some colored water. So I'll get a pitcher and fill it with water and then put some food coloring in it. Okay? Here's the pitcher. Here's the food coloring. It'll be easier for you to see if I put some food coloring in it. There. Now what I'm going to do is to fill this thin test tube with this colored water. there. This is a funnel. This little thing is a funnel. Helps you not spill the water. Now I'm going to put all of this into this fat test tube. All of this. Now fill it up again. Oops. Now, which one looks like it has more colored water in it? This one or this one? See, this one's clear up to here. And this colored water is just down to here. But remember, this is a thin test tube, and this one is a fat test tube. Well, now this is our experiment. These two test tubes are just the same size. So I'm going to pour. Where's my funnel? Here. I'm going to pour all of this into that one, and all of this into that one. See? Just the same. So it made a difference, didn't it? To have the colored water in the thin test tube and in the fat one. Discover all sorts of things when you experiment. Yeah. Here's another thing that I'd like to show you. This is just a hollow piece of tubing. So you can, hello, hello. Can go the whole way through, doesn't it? But I'll put a cork on the bottom. Now I need my funnel again. Now, if I took this cork out, what would happen? Just go right out the bottom, wouldn't it? Well, that's what drains are for. Mm-hmm. There's a drain in the kitchen sink here. And I'll just take the cork out. And there it goes. Into the sink. See, if there weren't a drain in there, the water and everything would just come up, 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 and spill over. Spill right over the side. That's what drains are for, to let the water go down. And kitchen drains are small things. Very small. Mm-hmm. No person could ever go down a drain like that. No. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You could never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You're bigger than the water. You're bigger than the soap. You're much bigger than all the bubbles and bigger than your telescope. So you see, you can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. The rain may go down, but you can't go down. You're bigger than any bathroom drain. You can never go down, can never go down. You can never go down the drain. Can you think of any other drains in a house? Any other places that might have drains where water goes down? Let's you and I go look for some, all right? Come along with me. There's some in this room. Mm-hmm. Look in here, see if you can see a drain in this sink. Fine. Now over here, in the toilet. See if you can find the drain in the toilet. That's it. Now, do you think there'd be one in the bathtub? Okay, let's look. See the water going down? Water goes down the drain. This is a stopper for the drain. That makes the water stay in. And when you take the stopper out, water goes down. That reminds me of a waterfall. I have an idea. Why don't we pretend that King Friday the 13th would like to have a waterfall at his castle in make-believe? Would you pretend that with me? Okay. Yes, that's very, very nice.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, King Friday.
Yes. Yes,
King Friday,
Yes?
King Friday, sir, I was just wondering, how long do you want me to keep pouring the water back and forth like this?
Forever, of course.
Forever, sir.
Yes. I've always wanted a waterfall in my garden, and this is the only way I know of having one.
But
no buts about it, handyman. Keep pouring.
Yes, sire.
Lovely water.
Yes.
Yee-haw. Hello, everybody.
Don Quixote, I presume?
Yee-haw. Correct as usual, King.
Hello, donkey.
Very, very nice. Yeah. Don't you think so, Don Quixote?
Oh, he, what's very nice?
Why, my new waterfall, of course.
Ah, he, where's the waterfall?
Handyman, will you kindly show Don Quixote the waterfall more closely?
Yes, sire.
Yee-haw, that's a water pour. That's not a waterfall.
It's a make-believe waterfall.
Ah-hee, why don't you have a real one?
A real one?
Yes.
How could we make a real one here?
Yee-haw, all we have to do is hook up some pipes to my windmill and start some water through them and pipe the water clear over to here.
What do you think of that?
Yes, sir. And we could build a little mound over there and put flowers around the waterfall and all.
Flowers around... keep pouring, handyman.
Yes, sir.
Flowers around the mound and... Hook up pipes to the windmill, you say?
Yeehaw, and send the water right over to your garden here.
Could it be accomplished in 2 days?
I really think it could, don't you, Donkey?
Yeehaw, I'm sure it could.
Stop pouring then, handyman.
Yes, sire.
You two have 2 days to make the waterfall. Thank you and farewell.
Yes, sire.
Farewell,
Good
Friday.
Thank you, Donkey. That was a very good suggestion.
I hope we can make it.
Well, let's see how much pipe we're going to need, all right?
Right.
All right, we'll just start measuring.
And measure. Just bring it right over to here.
There's two.
That's right.
And four,
all along here.
Six. 387. And three more. 390. 394. And 7/8. 394 and 7/8.
Yeehaw, well, a little extra for the inside, too.
Yeah, let's make it 395.
Yeah, but where could you get that much pipe?
Well, Cornflake especially usually has things like that over at his factory, so I think I'll go over and ask him.
Good.
Okay, see you later.
Alrighty, bye. 395. Boy. Oh, why, Handyman Negri, how in the world are you?
Oh, just great, Corny. Do you have any pipe?
Pipe?
Yes.
Yes, I have a sample piece inside. Do you want it?
May I see it, please?
Yeah, sure. I'll be back in a 1, 2, 3.
Okay. A 1, 2, 3.
There it is.
Oh.
It's a good pipe for water.
Well, that's what I need it for, but I need 395 of it.
395?
Yes.
Well, this is all I have right now, but I could order some for you.
Would it take very long to get it?
It should be here by tomorrow. Is that soon enough?
Tomorrow is perfect. Thank you, Corny.
You're welcome. Goodbye. I'll order it
to
tomorrow.
To go to someplace else. To go to some...
Trolley, you see this pipe? Well, it's the beginning of a new royal waterfall. Oh, you'll see, Trolley, you'll see.
Water flows from one place to another through pipes. Just like water flows from the glass to your mouth, through a drinking straw. I have some straws in the kitchen. Come along with me, will you? We'll watch the water come up the straw. Here's a straw. Glass. We'll just have milk flow through the straw. Now, the milk will come from the glass through the straw into my mouth. Water flows through hoses, too. I have a hose outside here. Would you like to see my hose? All right. I'll show it to you. Here it is. And water comes through this pipe like this. And then when you turn it on, here it is. I'll just attach this hose here to this faucet.
Would you like to see what I remember about water flowing through this hose one day when there were some children around? Okay. Good time. There. It's about time for me to get things cleaned up in here. I borrowed these test tubes and things from a friend, so I'll take them back. Spilled stuff here. Just a minute, I clean it up. I was in a hurry, too. Oh, what a mess this is. Oh, I got it all over my shoes. Clean this better later. Did you ever have anything happen like that to you? All right, mop. Come on now, don't be messy. Oh, that feels awful in my shoe. The water did not flow through a pipe, it just went all over the place. Oh, that doesn't fit there. There you go. Big people have accidents, too. Yeah, that was a messy accident. I think it went right through to my socks. I'll get some other socks and put them on. Feels funny. Doesn't bottom of my pants are wet, too. Well, I'll have to dry them out somehow. Wet. It's just got a little bit on this one. Well, I'll change it too. There. That feels better. Well, we'll think more about King Friday's waterfall tomorrow. And by then, my shoes will be dried out. And I will have washed the socks by tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You can tell the people that you like that Mr. Rogers spilled stuff all over the kitchen today. Sure, and maybe the grown-ups that you know and like will tell you about some times that they had some accidents like that, too. Yeah, see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.